Alec, I think a lot of people will have a one-word question when they hear this, and the question would be why? Why is InterVarsity moving Urbana?
It's a very understandable question. After 50 years in one location, why in the world would we want to upset something that appears to be so good? And we came to conclude that we needed to look at new wineskins, that the location is just the package in which the real ministry of Urbana is delivered. And I think we came to conclude that the wineskin of the University of Illinois, while fantastic, was limiting to what we wanted to do. We also felt that moving to the city was an important statement in terms of our focus and our ministry.
For people who might not know, what is Urbana or the Urbana Experience?
The Urbana Experience is every 3 years we gather 15,000 to 20,000 students at the University of Illinois in the past, and it's for a mission, student missions convention, and those words are chosen carefully. It's student, it's missions, and it's a convention. We try to expose students to the world of missions, both overseas and domestically, and encourage them to think of their lives in light of the call of God.
How will Urbana 06 be different then, aside from just at a new location?
One of the exciting possibilities of St. Louis is the ability to have students come at 8:30 in the morning under one roof, eat and stay basically all day, and then leave after the plenary in the evening at 10:30. And what that will mean is less inconvenience in terms of finding seminar rooms, people won't get lost, food, everything will be there. We'll be in the Ram football stadium, which of course we won't allow people to run around and throw footballs, but two-thirds of the hotel rooms are within walking distance, so we're very excited about the logistics of this. I think people recognize a lot of the older Urbana in terms of program and the two plenaries a day, Bible studies. We, InterVarsity, of course, we love scripture, small groups. But we're looking at other opportunities that the site will give us in terms of service in the city.
Talk a little bit about the Urbana legacy and what it means for InterVarsity and for the American church.
In many ways, Urbana is a hinge on which Western missions, particularly North American missions, has hinged in the last 50 years. That sounds like an immodest claim, but as I've traveled, estimates are that up to one-third of missionaries in certain areas of the world were influenced by Urbana in one way or another. My favorite story involves a woman in Singapore. She was Chinese, Canadian, and there she was, a single woman as a professor in Singapore. I found out that she had gone to Urbana in 1970. The Lord had called her into mission. She left her family and is now very active in student ministry in that part of Asia. There are countless stories like this where the Lord has used Urbana to impact people's lives and the spreading of the gospel.
And what does Urbana mean to InterVarsity?
We are a campus ministry, and what's exciting about what Urbana does for us is every 3 years it gets us together as one large community, and we invite all our friends, and then some more. So it is the best of InterVarsity in the sense that it casts our vision. We love missions, we love cross-cultural work, we love students. The Urbana Convention is a fabulous opportunity for us to be together and to share that with others.
Talk a little bit more about how the decision was made, the process, how you worked through it, and realized that you had to make a decision.
The question itself has been brewing for several Urbana conventions in that we have been running out of space in the plenary hall where people have to go to other sites and watch video. In terms of the seminar rooms, there simply aren't enough of sufficient size. In terms of finding and moving around the campus and being spread out. So I think this has been brewing for some time. Prior to 2003, Jim Tebbe, our vice president of missions and Urbana director, set up several conversations with leadership within. And then after Urbana 03, a successful 03, we formed a task force. The cabinet, the vice presidents, and I have met several times, and we just recently received the unanimous blessing of the board. We've researched and documented and looked at virtually under every rock that we can think of.
And why did St. Louis stand out?
St. Louis stands out for a couple of reasons. One is that the conference center, the convention center, is absolutely fabulous, and having the football stadium contiguous and then the housing right next door all worked out very well. The pricing in St. Louis was right. Also, since two-thirds of our delegates drive to the event, I really didn't want to push them beyond another 2.5-3 hours in circumference from whatever direction they're coming. And St. Louis fit that bill as well. And I think the other part about St. Louis is it sounds redundant to say it's an urban city, but I mean it is a city that is at the crossroads of America and gives us an opportunity to interact, I think, at the best level with our urban mission.